This is the National Public Broadcast of W.D. Mohammed, Muslim American spokesman. The following lecture, our khutbah, was recorded Friday, February 26, 1999, at the Muslim Community Center in Chicago, Illinois. Your khutib or lecturer is Imam W.D. Mohammed.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Nasta'inuhu, nasta'afiruhu, wa nu'manu bihi azza wa jalla. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له أشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد. O believers, brothers, we praise God, we worship no one with Him, we give our life totally in submission to Allah, to His will, to His plan, following His guidance. The Word of God, the Quran, revealed to the last of the prophets, the seal of the prophets, was mentioned, as Allah says in His book, the Quran, is mentioned in the Torah and in the Injil, as one coming to take the yokes of slavery from humanity, from the backs of humanity, the one coming to break all bonds of bondage or slavery to anyone except God, the Lord, one and only, who created the world above and the world below, and human beings, all of us, and made us to worship Him for His worship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says that He has not made the jinns or the ants, the human beings or the jinns, except for His worship. The purpose of life, then, for all human beings, is to worship God. One African American who has gone away, he was struggling to help his people who were slaves in this country. He said he has observed that the happiest of people are those who give most in service, unselfishly. And this is Islam, the life of a Muslim, is to give in service, unselfishly. And the object of our service is to please God as His worshippers, as His slaves, as His servants, as His abad. God says, on us is our own selves. We're responsible for our own selves. Alaykum, ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu, alaykum anfusikum. On you is responsibility for your own selves. And God says, koo anfusikum wa ahleekum. Nara, save yourselves, your own selves, and your families from the fire, from the hellfire, from the hellfire. And God says to us, أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُونُوا قَوَّمِينَ بِالْقِسْطِ. O believers, be a people established for justice. Be a people established for justice. If we could just accept a very few commandments of God, addressing our responsibility to ourselves and our responsibility to others, to humanity, we could be in the lead rather than suffering all the divisions and problems we are suffering and suffering all the oppression that we are suffering in the world. We could be united and we could be free of all enslaving influences if we would just listen and obey just a few commandments of God to us in the Quran. God says of us, you are the best community. And God has addressed us also as a people. God says, Kunu qawwamuna bil-qisht, be a people established for justice. He's addressing us as a people, a people united, a people sharing the same life, and a people sharing the same community, a people sharing the same responsibilities, of people motivated and sane by the same motivation to worship God, to follow Muhammad the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to follow his way. And God addresses us as an ummah, a community. You are the best community. Antum khayra ummatan ukhrijat lillah. You are the best community raised up or brought out for the benefit of all humanity, for the benefit of all people. We are behind in so many ways, and at the same time, some small numbers of us are very much ahead. They know this religion. I have some friends here that I used to sit with. They used to share their thoughts with me and comfort me when I was rejected by my father and his organization. And they helped me. They helped me have good, strong spirits and to keep going forward and to have faith in the future of all Muslims. They helped me. And they know the religion. And they're struggling with the right message. But we need more than that. We need leaders to come together from all the big communities. Really, we need the leaders of nations. We need the leaders of nations to come together. Not like they come together for politics and for protection of wealth, etc. They should come together to find how we are missing the path of God and what we should do to be on that path as we should. And we should have that same effort here in the United States. We should come together as leaders. Never will all the people come together. That's not the way. That's not the natural way. The natural way is for the people, the leaders, to have leaders representing them, and the leaders come together and sit down and discuss the problems that we all are facing and look for the solutions together and recognize that we are living in one United States and that we have to establish our life here. And our life as Muslims is just like the life of the best of the Christians. It's better than the life of the American people, generally speaking. Our life is more precious than the life of the American people, generally speaking. The best life and the life that will live when nations are gone is the life in obedience to Allah, the life of the Muslim. That's the real life. So we should, as citizens of this country, new and old citizens of this country, we should have our leaders come together and study the situation for Muslims in this country, the difficulties that we are having, address those problems together, and also come up with the right solutions from the Quran and from the Sunnah of the Prophet. And God says, obey God and obey His messenger. And believe in God and believe in His messenger. And God knows what's best for us. His word, His guidance, the Quran, and the perfect model for all people who believe in God and fear the last day, Muhammad the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we ask God to forgive us our errors, forgive us our sins, guide us always with His guidance, and only His guidance is guidance. Ameen. الحمد لله رب العالمين نستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به عز وجل أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد. Praise be to God. We worship Him alone. مخلصين له الدين. We worship Him alone, and we give our worship purely to Him. And religion is for God. Religion is for God. God says, is not the one who created everything the one who should be obeyed, worshipped? For Him is obedience and worship, the one who created us. And we know that as Muslims, we have one leader, and that's Muhammad the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we have one imam, that's the same imam, Muhammad the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's all of our imam. He's the one who taught us how to pray. And some of my friends sitting here, they told me that when I was lonesome and wanting to know better this religion. Yes, it was Muhammad the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam who taught us how to follow the Quran, the word of God. He taught us how to pray. He taught us how to observe the five pillars of Islam, fast month Ramadan, everything. He taught us all these things. He led the believers in prayer, and sometimes he'd pray all night during the month of Ramadan, all night standing in prayer. So he's the man of all Muslims, all believing Muslims on this earth. He's the imam. We are united by one God and the one God, We united under one leader, one Imam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should have peace, we should have unity, and we should have progress. Because Islam tells us not to forget the material side of life. Realize that the spiritual side is the better and the lasting, the more lasting. Whether great rewards will come here and after, even more after this is finished. But don't forget also this side. لَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Do not forget your share of responsibility for this material world. This is the balanced religion, and with it we will be successful. We pray to God always for guidance. We ask for His forgiveness. And God says that He forgives the person who sins. In His Quran, in His book, He says the one who sins should never despair of His mercy, should never think his sins have put him out of the reach of God's mercy. That's what Allah says, His words in the Quran to us. Do not despair, you who have sinned, do not despair of the mercy of God. That's what Allah tells us. And He says, my mercy, rahmati, it reaches wasi'ah, it reaches kulli shay, everything. Nothing is beyond the reach of God's mercy. So don't despair of the mercy of God. Turn to Him over and over again and know that His mercy never runs out. He is the forgiver of sins, the forgiver of faults. We have no priest, we have no imam that can intercede for us and take the prayer to God. God says, the one who's suffering oppression, and that's for us who oppress ourselves too, with our wrongdoings, with our ignorance. God says there's nothing, according to His prophet, there's nothing between God and that person, not even a thin curtain, like a veil or something. So we have direct access to our God, and God forgives all sins. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِن لَّدُنكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنتَ الْوَهَّابُ رَبَّنَا أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا وَانصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ آمين.
After this important message, we will play part one of a special lecture on the subject of Dawah, which means to invite, recorded November the 15th, 1998, in Chicago, Illinois. Again, the lecturer is Imam Muhammad. We will return to today's broadcast after this important announcement. Imam W.D. Muhammad will be making appearances throughout the country, and those wishing to support his mission of propagation and community assistance are asked to send their contributions made payable to Ministry of W.D. Muhammad and mail to Post Office Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. The 1999 Muslim American National Young Adults Conference, sponsored by WDM Ministries, will be held this year in Harvey, Illinois, at the Ramada Inn Hotel, with two lectures by Imam W.D. Muhammad, titled, Are Our Youth Prepared Now for the Future and Qualified to Inherit It Tomorrow? And Seeing Where We Are and Planning for the Future, in conjunction with the concept of Shura. For more information, contact your regional representative. In the Northeast is Ahmed Tabri, 212-426-6889. In the Mid-Atlantic, Rakaya Muhammad, 609-596-0722. In the South is Talib Abdullah, 404-378-1600. In the Midwest, Shamsuddin Sadiq, 773-734-4864. In the Southwest, Wazir Ali, 713-941-2227. And in the West is Camilo Islam, 510-317-1815. And now back to today's program.
We are happy to be here. We praise God. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, and we give Him the thanks. And we witness that He is one, alone, in the rule and control of the heavens and the earth. He has no partners with Him, sharing power. He is the power. And we witness that Muhammad, to whom the Quran was revealed is the prophet mentioned in the Old Testament and the New Testament as one coming to free humanity, the soul of human beings, their spirit and their minds or their intellect from all burdens that enslave them, enslave their bodies, enslave their minds, enslave their hearts, enslave their spirit, whatever, enslaves the life and potential for growth of human beings in society as God intended. Our prophet, the prophet of Islam, Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, the last prophet, he is the liberator. He is the liberator. He is the freedom fighter. He is the champion of freedom. He is the leader, as Imam Kuftaro, Ahmed Kuftaro of Syria said, over 90 years old and doing serious dawah. Yes, Muhammad is the leader of the modern world. And I think that's very important for us to echo that. Brother Imams and students of the religion and preachers, da'is, call us to the way. It is very important for us in this age, in this time, in this modern time, to echo that. Muhammad, he is the leader of the modern world. Not the Greek philosophers, not the modern leaders, the modern thinkers, not the United States, not the President of the United States, but Muhammad is the leader of the President of the United States. He's the leader of the United States. He's the leader of all good, productive work that's being done in this modern time. He is the leader, because without him, it couldn't have happened. Without God giving the world Muhammad, revealing the Quran, and giving the world Muhammad, the model human being, the model leader for the family, for the individual, for the family, for the society, for the nations, the model leader, without him, civilization could not have come this far. Only because of Muhammad receiving the Quran and being the last prophet and doing the great work that he did has civilization been able to come this far. We know the Dark Ages. We know what broke the Dark Ages. And God says that he has revealed the religion, has revealed the Quran for what purpose? To bring mankind, all of us, out of darkness into the light, out of the darkness of bad morals, moral blindness, out of the darkness of rational blindness, out of the darkness of social ignorance, into the light. He is the leader. And that's what you should be advancing now, that are echoing now. That statement, that Muhammad is the leader of the modern world. This world has come to where Islam now has much more readily seen relevance than it ever had before. And many of you all be thinking to the contrary. You be thinking in the contrary. But Islam now is more relevant than ever before in the history of man. Because the world has evolved. The world has progressed, and this is in the Quran, this is in the teachings of Muhammad. We don't have to depend upon our mouths alone and from our brains alone to keep up the work of Muhammad and to keep up the work of the scholars who followed him, the great imams, the great teachers, the learned men and women who followed him in the tradition of Islam as he established it. That's very important. But Islam is not dependent upon that alone. God says he will publish his religion himself. God says this in the Quran. Don't think it's not going to be published. God will publish his religion himself. Look how widely known Islam is now. Look how widely Islam is respected now in civilized quarters of the world. Do you think you did that with your dawah efforts? No. Allah said he will publish it himself. And how will he do that? In the many ways that only God can tell us. But I, as a human being, small human being on this earth, I can perceive the many ways that it is happening. It is happening because God is with all good. God is with all good. And God is with all good people. All good people. God supports all good efforts. And God has designed everything, as Muhammad said. He has inscribed excellence for everything into the very nature, composition, constitution, makeup of everything. God has put an inscription for excellence right into it. And whether you consciously do it or not, that's working in you as a power, as a potent power, as a potent substance. It's working in you as a potent element. It's working in you to drive you to do better and better and better. Sometimes it eliminates you because you just won't respond. But it keeps going. It catches the next one, your child, your daughter, your son. It catches the next one, and it keeps going, pushing the humanity forward. And not only that, the physical environment that we interact with. Man cannot exist alone. He has to interact with his world, the world that God created, with the environment that God made. So his interaction with that world is also decided by God what the outcome is going to be. We worried about nuclear war and that the great nations may unleash the power and humanity may be set back thousands of years or maybe wiped out totally. We worried about that. But look how God removed that fear. You think the Russians did it? You think America did it? No, God removed that fear. The creation is a bigger creation than man, God says. So you think man is going to destroy the earth? The creation is a bigger creation than man, God says. Do you think the man is going to destroy the earth? No, God is in control of all things. Yes. So we have to look at the message of hope, the message of hope, the message of hope, not just the terrible things that are happening. A lot of you imams, you have no motivation because you're still in the 1960s. And some of you in the 17th century. That's why you have no motivation. Learn, get your mind out of the past and look at the present. Know the religion. Put your mind in the present. Recall only from the future what you need to recall to free you to work in the present for the future. Yes, that's what you should be doing. And you shouldn't have faith in the past more than you have faith in the future. My faith is not in the past more than it is in the future. My faith is in the future. God directed us to have faith in the future. Work in this life and have faith in the future. God says he's going to conclude all these things. All these things are going to be concluded by God. Who is politically right? What nation is politically right? What nation should be leading the rest of the nations in this time when the world has become one world? What nation should be leading? God says he is going to decide the matters, not us. He has created the human nature, the human consciousness, the human spirit, the human sensitivities. God created that. And that can't do anything but what God wants it to do. You don't have a little deviance. But they are the accidents. I didn't even say incidents. They are the accidents along the way that God wants us to go. They are the accidents. Certainly we're going to have a few accidents. But the way is not disturbed by the accidents. The way is still safe for the plan of God. Not disturbed by the little accidents. When you get your mind where your mind should be as a Muslim, you don't see anything but room to grow. You're all looking at problems. I don't see anything but room to grow. Praise be to Allah. Nothing motivates me more than this religion, Islam, al-Islam. And you know me. You saw me in many of you. I'm still looking at your faces. You saw me in 1959, some of you. Young minister for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad in Philadelphia. Yeah, and you saw me in 1975. You know me. And you've seen me since 1975. You saw me in 1986 and 87. So you know me, don't you? Am I any less motivated now than I was then? I'm motivated more now than I ever have been. Allahu Akbar. Yes, my spirit is stronger now for this work that we're doing than it has ever been, than it has ever been. That's because I see the present and the future more than I see the past. So we have to lift our minds and spirits up. We have to lift our gaze up and look a distance into the road. You want to really have an accident driving on a dangerous road, and life is a dangerous road if you don't know what you're doing. If you want to really have an accident driving on a dangerous road at night, and this is nighttime, the world is always nighttime. Only God's way is day. You're driving on a small, dangerous road, and it's winding like a snake sometimes. And some of you drive without lights. And here come a big, huge vehicle coming your way with bright lights, and suddenly you're totally blind, and you're off the road forever. You're gone. And then some of you, many of you, look right in front of your vehicle. You're just looking right in front of your vehicle. Your eyes not going beyond the vehicle. You're headed for a terrible collision. You got to lift your gaze up and put your eyes and your life with your life into the road a distance ahead of the moving vehicle. So, in terms of time, with respect for time, the calendar time, if you're in the 60s, your sights ain't on the road. You're traveling. Your life is traveling. It's never standing still. Your life and your eyes are not on the road ahead of you. If you're looking back in the 60s, if your mind is locked back there. I know some great leaders in this world. I met them personally. And they are locked into the 60s. They can't come out of the 60s. So they can't live in the present, and they can't have a life in the future. So before you put on paper what you want to do for Dawah, how you want to invite people to Islam, first free your own mind from the past. Free your mind from the past and have faith in God and see the marvelous things that are happening because of God's plan for the whole people of this earth and because of God's will for the whole people of this earth. See the marvelous things that are happening in this present time, 1998, on this earth. And then try to make connection for what is for the main spirit and thrust of productive life on this earth. In religion, in politics, in business, in social sciences, everything. Try to see that, and then try to make a connection with the Quran and Muhammad. Try to make connection with what is happening positively, what is happening to advance mankind forward all over this earth. Try to see it in the Quran. Try to see this time in the Quran. Try to see that Quran has told us before that this time is coming.
Join us next time for the National Public Broadcast of W.D. Muhammad, Muslim American spokesman. For more on the ministry of Imam Muhammad, call 1-708-798-6750. All right, Post Office Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. For Muslim Journal, see local distributor. For WBM Publications, call 1-708-862-7733. All right, Post Office Box 1944, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. And thanks for listening.